They're called solar bags. I cut it in half because it's too big for the studio.
You cut it in half?
It's 50 feet long.
Oh, my
God. This is what we were floating on Coors Field. And the way that we were floating them is we were using the power of the sun. So if you look at the material, it's super, super, super lightweight.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden we fill it with air. And then as soon as the sun hits it, of course, you've got radiation, right?
Right.
And that radiant heat now makes that air expand. And as it expands, the silly thing floats. Hey, can I show you how the whole thing was inspired?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was this. We is actually the dry cleaner genie, so nobody does this one at home. So
okay.
This one's just a little bit different, but I'll show you how it works. So it goes like this. We're using hot air to be able to make this work. So watch, I'm going to start this up.
Oh, fire, of course.
Just
fire in plastic bags. Yeah, am I in any danger?
I said don't try this at home. So watch this. All the air is out, all right?
All right.
And as you were teaching kids that warm air is less dense than colder air, watch what happens. You can kind of see the bag start to expand just a little bit. The air in the side, air is starting to expand.
Right.
Is that kind of nice? And the silly thing will kind of come down here like this. And for a classroom demonstration, it's kind of nice to be able to see if we just have no air that's in here, that it starts to expand, and the thing will start to rise and start to float, which is kind of fun. Isn't that fun? So it's like the dry clean.
Oh, what a way.
Isn't that kind of fun? Yeah, kind of fun. Hey,
so it cools. That's great.
If any of our teachers are out there, I know the weather has not been conducive for it right now, but if any of our teachers are out there, we want them to float the bag, show us the experience, give us some video. We're going to highlight them on some upcoming shows, and they're going to send it to that Send It tab that we have on 9news.com.
Okay. Where did you find a 50-foot? How long are they? Are they 50 feet long?
The first product I ever made like this was 100 feet, and it was just not manageable.
Oh,
so we started making solar bags about 15 years ago as a way for teachers to be able to just kind of make this fun, and they've
been
amazing. Available.
And can I tell you, the weather balloon that you guys launched at Weather and Science Day.
Wasn't that fun?
And a lot of our viewers saw that, and so many have commented on this is the most remarkable thing. 93,000 feet.
93,000 feet. This, because you never recover the weather balloon. It always pops. Here, I'm going to turn off the fire. You hang on to this.
Okay.
That's what it looks like before you send it up.
And yeah, because it looks small going up, and then
crazy.
This thing expanded to...
And I expanded to about 45 feet. We have video of a camera pointing up where you can actually see it burst and then just watch the frenzy of activity. And of course, Beaker was hooked onto it. And so we have a show that's going to air on a program called The Spangler Effect, part of that YouTube thing that we were talking about.
Right.
YouTube.com/The Spangler Effect.
Cool.
It's going to air on Wednesday. I'll put a link on it at 9
News. Okay, good.
Just so you can kind of see
everybody was interested in that.